Janice Smith is the Northern Ireland Director for the Royal College of Nursing. How bad is it, Janice?
Well, it's not a new problem, and we all know that. And the college finds itself in a position this morning again where we're on your radio programme talking about an unacceptable situation in our emergency departments. And the emergency department, the problem actually isn't in that department, it's with the whole system. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that it's going to take real modernisation, looking at who's coming, what patients are coming to emergency departments, looking at what services have been put in place in the community for people, looking at people with chronic conditions, and when they become ill, how do they get access to hospital beds without having to go through that emergency department. And we have known about this for years, and we haven't done enough about it. And as a result, Mrs. Herdman and other patients are receiving totally unacceptable care. I mean, not being able to get to the toilet is a fundamental human right to have your basic needs met, and that is just wholly unacceptable. And nurses know that, and it is distressing nurses to no end.
So this is not an isolated incident. There's no doubt. Like, I know it's not, because I can see the volume of complaints that come into this programme. But can you give us a sense of how bad you and your union actually thinks this is?
Well, what I can say to you is nurses do not call the Royal College of Nursing as their trade union about their pay, about their terms and conditions, or about their pension. We do not get calls about that. Despite all the publicity there's been around the pension and despite our concerns about moving our retirement age to 68 years of age for nurses, that's not what we get calls about. What we do get calls about from nurses, and some of them very distressed, is about the standard of care that they can provide to their patients. And not only do we have this problem in the emergency department, to compound it and make it worse, we have got cost savings that are being implemented by freezing staff vacancies, leaving staff shortages, a lot of them in nursing teams, and actually running emergency departments with unfilled shifts, as we found out just after Christmas happened in the Belfast Trust.
Running emergency departments with unfilled shifts?
That was an issue that arose in the Belfast Trust in December. There were 38 shifts in that emergency department that were unfilled. And many shifts in the trust filled with bank and agency staff.
Today's the day, Janice. Today's the day to spell it out. What type of incidents are you hearing about? You know, we've brought examples on this programme yesterday into the public domain. What type of examples are you hearing that is happening to people? Yeah. Spell it out for us.
When nurses talk to us and come to us for support, the issues that they raise with us are the fact that they have to have patients on trolleys in the emergency department in the first place. They don't believe that's acceptable. Those emergency departments are not built or designed to provide nursing care to patients. They're built and designed to assess, diagnose, and either treat quickly or discharge patients or admit them to a hospital bed. They're not designed to nurse patients. And that means that the facilities that nurses need to provide nursing care to their patients just isn't there. And that includes toilet facilities, facilities to give patients food and drink. That's one issue. The second issue is the absolutely undignified way that they have to care for patients. And it was in your programme in Mrs. Herdman's case. Patients lined up in trolleys alongside them, in front of them, behind them. There is no dignity, no respect, no confidentiality, no nothing for those patients. And there's not enough nurses to look after them, and they're concerned about that. They're concerned as well.
Are lives being put at risk?
Well, that certainly nobody has rang me or the Royal College of Nursing to say that lives have been put at risk. But there is absolutely no doubt in our mind there is a significantly increased risk caring for patients in that environment. And the only people that will know if patients are being put at risk are the nurses who are there and the trust.
So hold on a second. You say there's no doubt in your mind that there's an increased risk to patients in wards. Why? Why is there an increased risk?
There's an increased risk, A, because there's not enough nurses to look after patients. B, because there's not the facilities there and the equipment to deal with all that number of patients. And C, because you have patients, as you heard in your story yesterday, all lined up on trolleys and and an elderly lady on a wheelchair who couldn't get to the toilet.
So one of our major hospitals in Northern Ireland just allows an elderly lady, puts an elderly lady in this situation where she's having to urinate on herself. Yeah. And I'm saying it out loud deliberately today. Is that hospital remotely embarrassed about this?
Well,
she's forced to urinate on herself because they couldn't care for her. And where is she? Is she sitting on a street? Is she abandoned in a park? No. She's supposed to be in a place of sanctuary. She's in one of our major hospitals in Northern Ireland. Meanwhile, there's another elderly lady with a suspected stroke. The government pumping out a multi-million pound campaign at the minute about how important it is to get care if you've had a stroke, to get that care quickly. And what does our major hospital do? Leaves her on a trolley for 34 hours.
And what can I say about that, other than any nurse would be absolutely mortified at that. And that includes the nurses employed in the Royal Victoria Hospital's Emergency Department and the Belfast Trust. They are absolutely mortified, and they are really concerned about the negative image of the profession that's been portrayed in the media. But they know why. They know why.
Some of your staff are asking us to cover this story. So let me just nail that one. You know, the people that come out and start criticising the media for negativity, some of your staff are that desperate, they are pleading with us to air stories like these. Because
yep.
It's your, not just patients, your staff are a breaking point.
Yep, I think the message in that is that nurses believe that their voice is not being heard in that situation, and they feel they have to come to us for support or go to you to the media and say, please expose what's going on because people are not listening to us. And that nurse who was telling the patient to complain, I think that's a very sad situation. But obviously, her view is, or his view is, nobody's listening to us, so please complain and maybe they'll listen to you.
So what you're saying today, and you're representing the Royal College of Nursing today, you have clearly said this morning that people who are lying in these corridors are at an increased risk. So if you take the likes of that lady with the suspected stroke, you know, she did receive care, but she received the care in the corridor and she was left there. But you're saying because the right facilities are not around her, patients are at an increased risk.
That is the position of the Royal College of Nursing, well, and we are absolutely very clear about that. The pressures in those emergency departments is absolutely increasing the risk to patients because we don't have enough staff to look after them.
So let me be clear here, because this is really important and it's a big statement you're making this morning. So therefore, if any of us are a patient lying in a trolley in an accident and emergency ward, the Royal College of Nursing is saying we're at an increased risk.
Well, we need to be careful now, Stephen. It depends where you are in the trolley and who's with you when you, are, as a patient, are on that trolley and what care and treatment you're receiving. What we are saying is when patients are queued up on trolleys, as you described in that article yesterday with Mrs. Herdman's case, and the older people are sitting in wheelchairs on their own and can't get to the toilet, in those circumstances, there is no doubt in the college's mind patients are at increased risk.
Every line into the building is jammed this morning. I'm telling you now, this is a massive issue for the people of Northern Ireland and somebody somewhere needs to do something about it. Next question, Janice, and this is really, really important. Every time I interview someone in authority, they tell me that it's, you know, situations like this will arise because of the extra pressure at winter. What's your view on that?
We have winter every year. And every year we hear that. And that is no longer acceptable to nurses. It's nurses and doctors that are being put in the position of trying to look after these people in these circumstances. We need to, as I said when I come onto your programme this morning, we need to find out who is coming to our emergency departments and why they're coming. We need to make sure that if we can put services into the community to look after people without them having to come there, that's what we should be doing. We need to make sure that patients who have long-term conditions and require hospital admission for some reason or other do not have to go through an emergency department to get a hospital bed. And we need to make sure that the people that are coming to the emergency departments are treated, assessed, diagnosed, and either treated, admitted, or discharged quickly. And that's not what the system that we've got.
Someone last week described the situation within the health service at breaking point. How would you describe it?
Well, I would certainly describe the situation in our emergency departments this year as a breaking point. And I think that's very well demonstrated by our nurses.